Hello, friends. Welcome back to Spiritual Conversation. I wanted to take a moment to reflect and respond to some criticism that I received after my NTD News interview on the Epoch Times on the Bo Show. There is a dog right beside me. If you hear any slippy slop noises, it's just her. So this feedback was from a friend, an acquaintance, and I'm not maligning anyone, and I don't seek to give the criticism per se any power. I'm not defending myself either. I just thought it was an opportunity to explore some interesting things that came up. And the first was this person expressed offense at the very fact that I would do the interview with this person. And I think that's really interesting that we're literally not, and I'm speaking broad strokes, like there's this cultural sense that we should not speak to certain people. Is that the implication there? That if somebody has views that you disagree with, that you shouldn't even talk to them, or you shouldn't even talk to them about something else? You know what I mean? And I think, like, if I had been invited to give an interview with some outlet that I deplore, like, I mean, I am not a person who enjoys watching TV because I find it very mean-spirited and this very bad energy. And I've talked about that on this show. But I mean, if someone on CNN invited me to talk, even though I do not align with everything that that pundit talks about, if it was an opportunity to talk about spirituality and spiritual principle and bringing integrity into the world, and of course my own work, I would accept that opportunity. So I just thought that was an interesting thing to reflect on, that we're at the point where it's offensive who you even talk to. It's food for thought. The person goes on to use a list of adjectives that sound somewhat sophisticated, but also very talking point-ish, very regurgitated, like things that we hear all the time, kind of like during the lockdown, everyone was saying, stay safe, you know? And it's like, yes, you want to stay safe. And I understand that, but it's also like, it's the exact same slogan. We're using slogans, which is a nice shorthand way to communicate sometimes, but it also it bears paying attention to if we're just parroting things that we've heard before. And it's okay to do that sometimes. But it's very, very, very important that you be aware. You might find yourself saying groovy, and it's because you've been hanging out with someone who says groovy. And that's okay. And you can own it. And I say groovy all the time. But just be aware where that came from, you know? So I see that in the message. He also says a couple of times that he was confused, that he just like couldn't like quite understand what he was seeing. And I thought that was interesting too. And I think that perhaps the confusion was that he had certain assumptions about some of the things that were discussed, or the network or the interviewer. And then he also views me in a way as like a dedicated person of faith and an artist or a free spirit or whatever it is. And he felt that it was like incongruous, whereas I would say it was like false dichotomies that truth is vast, and we all hold a little bit of vision of that big tapestry of truth, and that's why we need to talk to each other and have open discourse and that sort of thing. Okay, then he brought up he also said that I was seemed to be supporting certain ideologies on a certain side of the so-called political spectrum on the right. And that is also a very interesting point, that to say that you disagree with something on the so-called right or something on the so-called left is nowadays immediate, or maybe forever, it's immediately interpreted to mean that if you disagree with this, then that means you align with this. If I disagree with this point of view, the assumption is that I agree with this point of view. And that is not necessarily the case. One thing that I seek to do through my art, through my spoken word, is to empower the individual. You are an individual. I'm an individual. And because I agree with this thing doesn't mean that I'm just part of this group identity that's over here. I have my own opinions about things. So let's just give each other grace on that too, that to say that you agree with something or disagree with something does not mean you're part of the group and that you can assume, oh, well, if you disagree with the left, then you're automatically on the right. If you disagree with the right, you're automatically on the left. You have a nuanced personal perspective and vision and opinion on things, hopefully, because, I mean, that's your true nature, to be an empowered individual. Also a word about the left and the right and all of that. There's so much confusion about that. There's so much history, so much misidentification. And let's just all agree that it's all horribly corrupt, horribly dishonest, and that the solutions are not political. The solutions are not political. They are spiritual. They are from empowered individuals living integrous and moral lives and then operating in society from that point. That was another interesting thing. He brings up a political party, and what does he say about it? Oh, that it was an anti-reality cult. And I never talked about parties. I don't align with parties. And I'm also really tired of so much derogatory language against so many people. And again, that's another reason why I don't like television and I don't like pundits and news shows on TV, because they dress very nice. They seem like very upstanding, proper people. And yet we have degraded to this point where it's okay to just spew falsehoods and mean-spiritedness, you know, and call people names and this and wackadoos and this and whatevers. And I'd really like it to stop. And we deal with each other as individuals. Okay, next we talked about the arts. And he said that it's very hard to make a living as an artist, which is very true, and that unfettered capitalism was the problem. And I think that's an interesting point. I actually would say, and I believe I can back this up by the writings of my faith, the Baha'i faith, that capitalism is not the problem. Materialism is the problem. And often when people say capitalism, they mean greed. So greed being a sin, greed being a lack of spiritual maturity is a problem. And materialism, which is greed, but it's also a lack of value for the spiritual dimension of life. I might ruffle some feathers here, but you could say that it is materialistic to spend too many hours working and not being with your family, because your family is this like spiritual eternal thing. And the difference in your salary being this versus that, you know, could be argued that that is materialistic of you to value that of your family. I know I'm going to offend some people and I'm sorry about that. But I mean, just like food for thought, you don't have to be a billionaire to be materialistic. Just valuing, you know, me being really picky about my morning coffee, that is materialistic. That is overimportance on the material aspect of life. And art is a different vibration. Art brings a connection to the spiritual. It grounds our souls. It infuses us with beauty. These are spiritual things or material objects sometimes, but they are material, they are spiritual results. And as a culture and ordinary families and homes and stuff, we don't always value the investment of that. So I think that's one reason why it's hard for artists to make a living, because it's hard in the way that people don't see it as essential. And so he was making the point that like the left or more like social care systems look out for artists and offer healthcare and this sort of thing. And I actually think that's very dangerous, like that the majority of art being like grant funded, because art and narrative shape the way people view the world. So if the arts are dominated because they're funded by certain views and ideas, then it's sort of this self-fulfilling loop. And I'm an advocate for art having no ties in that way, that the art should honor God and draw people to God and be an individual expression. And so I think it's that self-fulfilling loop where art can be promoting certain ideas because that's where the funding is coming from. The dog is snoring right now. Just don't mind her. But it is true. It's hard to make a living as an artist. And that if people do not support the artists, then the artists have to get other jobs and then they don't make art and then we don't have culture. And I agree with all of that. And folks, that is what Patreon is for. You know, I can find a bunch of quotes for you that what we call socialism is actually not endorsed in the Baha'i faith. Abdu'l-Bahá specifically said negative things about it, because what the Baha'i faith endorses is voluntary giving. And you can't do that when you're forced to. So you can voluntarily support artists through Patreon, through patronizing their work, by buying their work, commissioning their work, promoting their work, so on and so forth. You can voluntarily choose to support art organizations. And I encourage you to, if this is something that you're passionate about, you can become my patron. I welcome you with open arms and I'll teach you some art lessons. So that was another thing. It's not capitalism, it's materialism. And we are all guilty of that. And in fact, if we're greedy and immature as a society, and I think that we are, then capitalism is actually the safest route, because at least there is freedom of opportunity. And it's ideally a bottom from the bottom up type thing. I know there's flaws in it, but I'm just saying, at least you have opportunity, you have chance, there's room for growth and innovation, as opposed to having, frankly, a small group of people make the decisions and have the freedom and you don't, you know? Okay. Let's see. Okay. I think those were the salient features of the criticism. A great opportunity to explore some of those ideas. Feel free. I'm not combative. I don't like to butt heads or anything like that, but I also find that healthy criticism and discourse can be very inspiring, and that through the clash of differing opinions comes a spark of truth. So feel free to share your thoughts or spar with someone in your own life, and maybe something good will come out of it. All right, my friends, until next time, I wish you the best for playing your unique part in making this world a better place. I will catch you next time.